Okay, right. Now, you might have heard one or two things about Emotrans by now. You might have wondered what it is and all the rest of it. Now, I'll just write that on the board to remind us what... I called that thing Emotrans. Could be called anything, really. But what I like about it is the abbreviation is ET. That's... and my little in-jokes. Okay. What I want to do this morning... so I want to make you familiar with the theoretical underpinnings of this and the developmental history of it, where it's come from, what it is, what it is for. We're not going to be doing this technique this morning because we haven't got time to learn it. However, I will perhaps give you a demonstration, and it isn't brain surgery. It is extremely simple. So most of you who, you know, have got any sense at all will be able to pick it up from that. Now, in order to understand this whole thing, we have to back a little up. We have to back up way back, actually, and to understand something about me, which is namely that I am not a therapist. I am not a healer. I don't want to help people. And I don't want to make this world a better place. That's important to understand. What I'm here and what my mission is to try and understand the universe. I want to learn and find out more about the world. Okay? Everything else I do is just a side effect of that. I get interested in things, I see things, things fascinate me, and then I will explore them with single-minded determination. I will test them, I will try them, I will talk about them. And when I've come to some kind of reasonable conclusion, I will write about them. So, I have no interest or intention to save the world from suffering. And I really don't care what you do with this thing. It's a wonderful healing tool, as you'll find out. It's a fantastic intuition trainer. As far as I'm concerned, it's a complete jigsaw puzzle for one very small segment of the universal map that I work on. Do bear this in mind as we go through this. Okay, so in 1988, I was an animal behavior counselor. You might laugh about this, but I can tell you that I probably know more about behaviorism than any cognitive behavior psychologist you could ever come across. That I know more about the studies conducted there and the ins and outs of every aspect of that than you can possibly know. And we were studying drivers for behavior, and particularly attention-seeking behavior disorders in animals, in social animals. Because attention-seeking behavior disorder only exists in social animals, social mammals, as it were. That is the very first time that I came across, and that was really surprising to me, actually, because at that time I wasn't singing with the dolphins. I was a scientist, working hard, researching, doing studies on how nutrition influences animal behavior and collecting data on the various effects of food coloring on cocker spaniels. But when we were researching the attention-seeking behavior patterns, and I must point out that attention-seeking behavior can be absolutely bizarre and extreme. It's not just coming over and saying, hello, hello. It can escalate into aggressive attacks, rage syndrome, all kinds of things. And things are related. All the main animal behavior problems are related to attention-seeking behavior disorders. Head weaving in elephants, crib chewing in horses, all the real serious stuff is attention-seeking behavior related. First time that I came across the concept that there is something invisible that is required in the energy system, I didn't even think of energy systems then, that there is something invisible that a social creature needs, and that if it doesn't get that something invisible and immeasurable, it gets sick. First it gets stressed out, then it gets sick, gets psychotic, gets cancer, gets skin diseases, and gets very, very ill indeed. And I thought that was extraordinary. I really did think that was extraordinary. That's an invisible thing. We studied types and did all sorts of tests with things. Is it a pheromone? Is it something biochemical? what else could this be? And at the end of the day, we just had to throw up our hands in horror and say, oh my God, there's some sort of an invisible energy exchange that happens when one creature requests attention from another, and that is denied.